What do you expect at 7:41 in the morning?
My guess.
If the sun was up this early, we'd have to wonder what happened. Where are we? Did the planet shift? Days are getting longer, though. That's where we're assured of that sort of thing.
Don't say that. Somebody will call up and complain with your interpretation of fact.
The daylight? More daylight,
right.
Perhaps.
The days are not getting longer. We're having more daylight.
Your days are getting shorter.
Well, how so?
The number of days.
For whom?
For all of us.
Oh.
As in, into another year.
Well, you're Mr. Optimism here in 2019, aren't you? Way to kick off the new year.
What do you mean, Mr. Optimism? Realism. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, we don't want that.
See
what you walked into, Bill Harper of the United
my
Way
gosh.
Of Lorraine
yeah.
County?
Well, I have to have...
Yeah, well, you know...
You're talking about living long, not living long. I got the story this morning. This is just off the... This is me telling the story off my elbows. What woman was declared as like the oldest living woman
mm-hmm.
who passed away a number of years ago. She lived to be 120 some years old. That's what they claimed.
Wow.
Turns out that this might have been actually the woman's daughter, that the woman actually took over her mother's identity at some particular point to avoid maybe some kind of estate tax.
Wow.
Somewhere in Italy or, you know, foreign country like that.
Oh, too, okay. Well, so those things happen.
She lived to be 90.
It's creative.
Yeah, well,
take over your mother's identity.
Sure. Speaking of being creative, you have to work on taxes pretty soon.
We do. We're
By
all
the way,
about.
We're talking with Bill Harper of United Way. I have to set this
Hello.
Up. Craig will
I already him. Did. I introduced him already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of fit it in there in the daylight.
Squeezed it in
daylight
there.
Day,
I
night.
I only hear him give me the temperature and the time.
Dark and 32.
That's all I remember.
Date your checks 1/2/19.
That's you're repeating yourself. You said that before.
Do you do this that at the beginning of the the year changes and you're pretty good about not putting down 18. You put 19 and then give it a week or two. And then you revert back. Does that happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that is. That's interesting.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Make sure you
Happy New Year. Yay.
Make sure you put the right numbers on your tax forms, too.
Yes. We're going to be doing 2018 taxes soon. And that means we have to recruit volunteers for the Earned Income Tax Program. So, last year, we did over 2,000 returns, about 2,100 returns with our volunteers. We always need more folks, and we're going to start this Saturday, actually, with basic training to be certified as a basic tax preparer. You can sign up for our training on Saturday from 9 to 4 at United Way of Greater Lorain County in downtown Lorain. I'll be there.
What do people need to know? I mean, do they need to be versed
no,
in tax
no
codes
experience,
or anything?
No experience necessary. The training is free, and they just need to call our phone number, 277-6530, and we'll train them up, get them ready to go. It's very useful, obviously, for doing your own tax returns, but this is all about volunteering, helping people who low and moderate income. You have to make less than $60,000 a year, either jointly or individually, the household, to qualify for this program. But we'd love to help people out. Like I said, over 2,100 people returns done last year. And the website for all this is LorainCountyFreeTaxPrep.org. LorainCountyFreeTaxPrep.org.
How many volunteers took part last year?
I think we had about 25,
mm-hmm.
which is we could use another 20, 25. That puts a little bit of pressure on those folks that do volunteer. But I know people are out there. Often a New Year's resolution is to help your community, to volunteer. This is a great way to do it. It's a great group of people that volunteer. You'll get to know some really diverse, interesting people, develop some new friendships. So, get out of the house and help people.
Now, once you get through this sort of learning orientation volunteer
yep.
part of it, how are you then dispersing them into the tax prep?
Well, they volunteer. They decide when they want to do the volunteer. So there's all kinds of options during the week, in the evening, on weekends. So they just sign up when they're available.
Do you have multiple locations that this takes place?
We do. We do a lot of the returns at the West River branch of Elyria Public Library. That's kind of our go-to, but we also prepare lots of tax returns in downtown Lorain and a few other sites around town, like Ohio Means Jobs and a few others. So lots of locations that'll be close to where you live or work, and no experience, and you get to meet some really cool people.
Now, if I'm getting the taxes done, do I need to register for anything? Or?
So you can start signing up to have your taxes done by calling 211. That's the gateway to schedule for taxes. So you have that.
Right.
Obviously, most people aren't. A lot of people aren't looking forward to tax season, but in reality, for the people that we serve, people who don't make that much money, if they qualify for the earned income tax credit or the child tax credit, for that matter, and more will this year with some of the changes in the tax law, then a good part of their income is going to come from that refund. So they're anxious to get their tax returns done, get that in, and then get the money back. And the earlier you file, the earlier you're going to get your return. You really don't have to go to one of these places where you get a loan, you know, like a pre-loan on your tax return, even though you don't have your taxes in yet. I wouldn't recommend that. You can come to us. It's free. It's accurate. We know our stuff. And then, within a fairly short period of time, a few weeks, you get that check. Or get it direct deposited into your bank account, and you're ready to go.
Talking this morning with Bill Harper of United Way of Greater Lorain County. What other things are happening in the new year then for
you? Well, you know, it's all about volunteers right now. Just before the holidays, we had a group of volunteers came into our warehouse, we like to call it our volunteer hub, and we took a big box. I guess they call it a Gaylord. Have you ever heard that term?
No.
That's like a big box of...
I used to shop at Gaylords.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, maybe that's where they got this.
I have heard of a Gaylord.
A Gaylord. Yes. A Gaylord is kind of a manufacturing term or a warehouse term, probably. So we had 1,500 Christmas books that were donated to the Greater Cleveland Book Bank. I didn't even know such a thing existed. Hmm. But we've struck up a relationship with them. They brought them, or we actually went and got them, brought them to our warehouse, and we had volunteers sanitize, did a quality check, sorted by age group, and boxed for distribution by the Elyria Salvation Army. So in addition to toys this year that many children got through the Not Forgotten box and then through the Elyria Salvation Army, they got books, which is fantastic. All kinds of Christmas holiday-related books. Hmm. So,
by the way, the first bulk bin was manufactured by the original Gaylord Container Company of St. Louis.
Oh, what year was that?
55, I think it is,
wow.
Or something like that. Gaylord Container Company actually started in 1925.
Okay. Well, they're nice because they've got the pallet underneath there.
So this
you
is like
can
a,
raise
name
it with
brand,
a
name brand.
Forklift.
You can call them just bulk bins if you wanted to use the generic term for that.
It's like Kleenex.
Right.
Tissue.
See?
Yeah.
That's our that was our conversation 3 weeks ago.
I heard. I remember.
Oh, don't break up all the things you've heard on the station here.
Oh, no.
It's 2019. It's a new year.
I did hear that one.
It's a clean slate.
I did hear. Okay, let's not go backwards.
At 82% accuracy we had for last year, we're starting fresh.
You're starting fresh.
Yeah.
100% right now.
Do we need to know his toilet paper brand, or was he here the last time?
We had that. Cottonelle.
That's right.
Yeah.
I now remember. This is just like... Ay.
That's sad. That's very sad.
I should buy a Gaylord of toilet paper. But yes.
We also are looking for mentors for our We Three Collaborative. I don't know if I had told you about that. We Three stands for Women Empowered, Educated, and Employed. And they started up a mentor program that where they'll match individuals with the women. And these are women who are working to get better jobs and more financially stable. And so many, many obviously successful women out there. We're looking for diverse groups of folks who could work with these women, help encourage them in their financial journey to support themselves and their families in many cases. And so, again, it's a new year. Many of us, if we haven't made formal resolutions, it's a good time to kind of take stock and think about your life and how you might contribute. That's another way you can contribute.
So a lot of volunteering, as you know, people always have New Year's resolutions to help out, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a good time as well. Still in your campaign mode?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We won't have our celebration until early April. And so absolutely, if folks haven't had a chance to give, they can call us again, 277-6530. Glad to talk with you about that and how you can contribute to United Way of Greater Lorain County and the 11 collaboratives that we support throughout Greater Lorain County.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this
morning. Good to see you, too.
Have you run out of space at your facility, your new place yet?
No, we're fine. We're fine. We're good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we got those gaylords to contend with, but other than that, we're good.
All right, just want to make sure.
Well, they haven't been there that long. They can't move out now.
They said move
out. No. There's plenty of room.
Yeah.
Plenty of room there. Yeah, we've got room to grow, but, you know, have to keep things clean and out with the old, in with the new.
All right. Some New Year's resolutions. Clean up, clean out, as our friend Craig Adams.
And volunteer.
And volunteer. That's right.
Absolutely. Appreciate
it. Give back.
Stop coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Bill Harper, United Way of Greater Lorain County.